Hello, everybody, and welcome to my fuckwit rant directed towards somebody. Hold on a second, I'm gonna have to tell this guy to fuck off. So, this is gonna be a rant. This is not episode 20. Episode 20 is gonna be a nice show. I will fucking, even if I have to fucking have somebody else do it, it'll be a fucking nice show. I am so glad my show has the explicit fucking link on it. Because I'm going to swear a lot in this podcast. I mean, this guy has no idea how horrible he's made me feel. I mean, basically, he spent this weekend with me, and everything was fine, everything was nice, you know. We had a lovely time, watched a couple of movies, had dinner, things like that. You know, it was a nice time. And then today, before he got on the train, as in Sunday, before he went away to get the train, he started saying about how he wanted to take this to the next level. He wanted to start working towards us having a relationship. And I said to him, well, I don't work like that. The way I work is that I'll happily tell you what my feelings about you are, and I will happily tell you what I think of you. But what I won't do is I won't tell you that I want to be in a relationship with you. If that happens between the pair of us, that happens. And he didn't like that. He didn't like me telling him that. And so all the way home, he worked that up in his mind until the point where he got home and we started talking in MSN, and we decided we cammed as usual. And I could see that something was wrong. So I asked him what it was. Plain and simple. Simple question. What's wrong? Took a little bit of coaxing to get out of him. And I'm so pissed at myself for actually asking now. Because I would never have had to come through all that. I mean, basically, I was... When he told me that, he still wasn't happy about the way I felt. And then he proceeded to tell me that make me feel that I was wrong for dealing with my feelings the way I did. Or do. And do. That most normal people don't think like that, don't treat their feelings like that, don't react with their feelings like that. No, I'm sorry, but for want of a better phrase, what the fuck is normal? I mean, how the fuck do you describe normal? I mean, what, let's see, the church will describe normal behavior as a heterosexual couple getting married, having babies, you know, dad goes out to work, mom works too, and, you know, but that's not normal. I mean, everybody deals with things in their own way, everybody does things in their own way. How the fuck somebody thinks they've got the right to tell anybody that what they do is, that they are abnormal, that they are stupid, that they do not have the right to think this way, that they should think the same way that they do? That is out of order. I mean, I am sorry. But I mean, I can take somebody saying to me that they think that I am wrong in the way I react to my feelings, the way I act them out. But that's fine, tell me that. But, I mean, to then basically say to somebody that they are abnormal because of the way they do that, because of the way they treat, the way they work out their feelings, and the way they work them through, how the fuck they can manage to say that to somebody with a straight face, I might add, is beyond me. I mean, and then to compound the situation more, he then basically had the right gall to say to me, that if I'll make no bones about it. I slept with the guy this weekend. I slept with him. I'm sorry, I did now. But basically, he said that if I invite people around and I sleep with, have fun like I did this weekend, you know, basically trying to make me feel as if I was a pure and utter fucking whore. I mean, I'm sorry, but I mean, I'm sorry. Everybody that knows me will know full well that I do not just jump into bed with the first person that comes along. I elaborate quite a lot on whether or not I actually go into bed with anybody. You know, it's like I think a lot about the person, about what that person or what they're feeling or whatever before I go ahead and actually sleep with them, before I let them get anywhere near the inside of my bed. And what's really fucking annoying me is that it's all right for other for him to criticize. It's all right for him to have a go. It's all right for him to throw all this crap out. But what isn't all right was when I called him on it. I mean, I got a whole lot of fucking shit back because of that. You know, I was made to feel like I was wrong for questioning him. That it's completely normal for the way he thinks, but I need to fix myself. Well, this bitch is not fucking going to sort himself out, because this bitch is fine. You know, I know that I do have problems that I need to sort out. That's fine. But for somebody to tell me that the way I deal with my feelings is fucked up, I'm sorry. But I have gone through plenty of relationships where I have been a punchbag, both metaphorically and physically, and I'm sorry, but you cannot categorically say to somebody that you are going to be, that you should just work on a relationship line, that's it. I do not work like that, and I will not work like that. Because, as far as I'm concerned, people have feelings, and you have no fucking idea what's going to happen from one minute to the next. I mean, you can walk out on the street and get hit by a bus. Does that mean that the guy you saw the night before, you should have walked up to him and said, I might get hit by a bus tomorrow, so do you want to get married and fuck my ass and come all over me? And you don't say it, you don't do that. Nobody does that. But of course, obviously I'm wrong. Obviously a lot of people do that. You know, if you want something, you obviously go and get it. That is utter shit, and everybody, I'm positive that everybody will know that. I mean, how anybody thinks they've got the right to tell you that, how anybody thinks that they have the right to, at any point in time, tell you that you are abnormal, that you do not know your own feelings, that you don't, that you are just foolish for the way you do things, that is fucked up in the head. I mean, seriously, the one thing that actually stopped me from closing the MSM window down and not talking to him was the fact that I actually do care. I wish I had the ability and capabilities in myself to, if somebody hurts me or pisses me off that much, that I can quite easily turn around and go, fuck you, get out of my life. No way. I mean, I even wish I had the capabilities to tell somebody that I fucking hate them. I mean, as such, I don't hate anybody. And yet, I mean, don't get me wrong, I can fuck up with the best of them, I can piss people off with the best of them, but you don't tell somebody that they're abnormal. You don't tell somebody that they are fucked up. You don't tell anybody that. I mean, to tell somebody that you think to make somebody feel like you're telling them they're a whore, that they will sleep with anybody, that they will happily open their legs and let anybody in, or to tell somebody that they are abnormal in the way they deal with their feelings or the way they react to situations. I'm sorry. But I just find that whole thing not just fucked up in the head, but I find it totally fucking stupid and wrong. And people just don't seem to get that they can't say that to people. They can't do that. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I was brought up quite clearly quite strictly by my mother to tell me that I very, very easily should accept people's opinions, accept how they feel about things, and not to question them on it. But, I mean, for somebody to be able to think that they have the right to sit there and say to you that you in any way, means, or form are abnormal, or that you are fucked up in the head or whatever, purely because they don't like the way you do things, I'm sorry. But, I mean, the other thing that I really wish I could do is I wish I could quite easily, you know, get angry and tell and have a go at somebody the way a lot of other people do. I mean, I can't do that. It has to be something pretty damn serious, you know. I would probably say it has to be something like somebody probably using me as a punchbag again, or dissing my family or something like that, for me to really have a huge go at them. But I mean, to attack somebody against their feelings is one major, major no-no. I can't even understand why somebody would think that was a good idea to do that. I mean, this is what I'm saying. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I'm gonna fuck up. I'm gonna have problems just like the rest of the world. But I still wouldn't tell somebody that their feelings were, that the way they treated their feelings or reacted to them was wrong. Not a chance. Not a chance in fucking hell would I do that. I mean, it's like, when this kicked off tonight and he started off by telling me that it wasn't fair that I saw things that way and he didn't, he saw them his way, and that we were both in agreement that we were working towards a relationship. And as I was trying to point out to him, well, you know, I work on the assumption that whatever happens, happens. You know, you can tell somebody how you feel about them, you can tell them the way you want them, but you don't by any means force them into anything. You don't push them into anything, and you don't make them believe that at any point in any time that they should do anything differently. You know, that they should be, that they are wrong, that they are stupid or anything. I mean, Oh god, I mean, I literally had to, multiple times while talking to this guy, I had to stop myself from saying things like, I had to stop myself telling him that he was a fucking asshole, that he was an idiot, that he has no right to treat anybody like that. Oh. You know, I seriously wish that at times I was more arrogant and more hurtful towards people. I mean, I could have said a lot that could have caused this guy a lot of pain. But, you know, because I thought I was a nice guy, I didn't say a fucking thing. So, anyway, guys, that is my rant over with. This is gonna be like, what, 20, 15, 16 minutes? I hope this does not deter anybody from listening to my show if this happens to end up being... if this happens to be the first show you listen to. But, as I say, episode 20 will be here soon enough. Hopefully, I'll be able to combine a few other podcasters onto it. So I'm going to inquire, if you will, about asking some lovely, nice podcasting people to, if they would like to join me on my momentous occasion of actually reaching 25 shows, because I didn't even think I'd reach 5. So enjoy the rest of your week. I hope you have a great weekend next weekend, the one that's coming, and just remember, don't treat everybody with respect, and if anybody disrespects you, get them the fuck out of your life. I'll see you guys all soon.